springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
It's peak season for asparagus, which pairs perfectly with a light and crisp rosé.
Mini bottles of champagne and sparkling wines are perfect for adult Easter baskets. And they're really cute, too.
My perfect brunch? Belgian waffles, with extra whipped cream and a holiday pour of your sweetest rosé.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Street Champs Radio.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Sangre, this your boy, N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Hey, hang, Sangria, hope you stop here. It's your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drinks Champ's motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
And right now, we have the unequivocally
fucking Queens Day up in this motherfucker.
It's Queens Day. We interview LL Cool J, and now we interview him.
That's Queens.
That's hard act to follow.
If these guys, if it wasn't for them, then N-O-R-E might have not been existed. Because they come from Corona.
Yes, sir.
Not only do they come from Corona, they come from a part of Corona that I come from.
True indeed.
And they represented it before me. They represented it after me. And they're going to represent it.
after you.
It's infinity.
Whatever happened after that.
We're gonna rep it after the Mexicans get
it. And right now, we got the beat nuts in the motherfucking Mary Mexican. Now, off top, when I think of the beat nuts,
yes, sir.
I think of the first record I ever heard Pun on.
Yeah.
Ever. Pun. I gotta actually relax. I don't know. You got mad dreads, but you gotta relax. Listen, the first record I ever heard. Yo, Paul, I gotta ask you all that.
Welcome to Dream Champs, guys.
Yeah.
The first record I ever heard Pun on was on a Beat Nuts record.
Was that off the books?
Was there something before that?
Yeah.
Officially?
Nah.
With Pun?
Firewater Feature was the first one that he had.
No, that was the first on Fat Joe's with Raekwon.
Yeah, but
yeah,
man,
but this is the first
books.
Official.
And he had the You Ain't a Killer's 12 inch.
You Ain't a Killer.
Right. Cypress
still
Hill.
Acting like no, it.
No, there was a joint with Cypress.
No, listen.
Yes, there's
listen,
a record with him
listen,
and Cypress Hill.
Stop. You're not giving them their props.
Okay.
You gotta give them their props. I don't know who you are, but you gotta leave.
He's not giving them the props.
Especially Capone. You gotta go.
Shut up.
Listen.
What I will say, it wasn't the first one, but it definitely was the one that
it was the one
you know, that
made
that
him
made
break.
Made noise, yeah.
You know.
That was a big record.
Urban legend has it. And they went and got $10 million for my man after that.
No, it was a big record.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's make some noise for that.
Make some noise,
second legend.
Allegedly, you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
second legend, you gotta make noise. All
right, I definitely did.
I gotta tell you to relax.
I mean, he was great. He was gonna be that no matter what.
For sure.
You know, we were just catalyst. That's all.
Right.
So, from the first time, what happened? Let me describe this moment. You met Fat Joe.
Yeah.
Right? You met Fat Joe.
Label mates.
Yeah.
Label mates. Because y'all was on RCA. No, Relativity.
Yeah, we were Violator artists. We started our careers at the same time.
Chris Lighty?
Chris Lighty signed.
Okay. Let's take that. Let's rewind that.
Intoxicated Demons. Native Tongue. All that.
Yeah, well, we was doing that shit before.
I'm just saying, you skipping mad shit, you know?
No, I like.
No, don't rub your nipples, brother. Don't rub your nipples.
No, I'm talking about. it's the underbelly. The underbelly. And you told you, listen, psychedelics? What the fuck did you just say?
What did you just say?
You said some crazy shit.
Intoxicated demons.
Intoxicated demons. Yeah, that is that where it started?
Yeah, that was the...
Was pun on intoxicated demons?
No.
Okay. Continue.
Intoxicated demons was 93, right? Mm. That was our first...
I was in jail. I shot niggas in juice. Sorry. Apologize.
So, that was the first one. Mm. Pun didn't come around. That was 93. Pun didn't get on our record till 97. That was on the Stone Crazy album.
But did you originally want Pun or you originally wanted Joe?
Nah. No, Pun.
And Cuban's on the record too, right?
Yeah, Cuban's on it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the
It was kind of like, you know, we just wanted to do a record together. Yeah. Mm. That's it. But nobody knew it was going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be honest with you, another allegedly, the story I heard was that, you know, Joe was actually upset because Cuban was on the record.
From back then already?
Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I was like, you know, we didn't know. We didn't, you know, you're just doing the record as friends together. You never know what it's going to do.
Yes. And that record blew.
That's just, it's a classic hip hop record.
No.
Yeah.
Let's all say it
I'm
together.
Saying that's his boy.
Let's
all my say it. Because, you know, we rocking and rolling with the crew.
Let's all say it together.
We can't say that. We have to just make a noise.
All right. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Michael Hyatt Bing Bong.
That record.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Right. I don't know what your whistle was.
I haven't drank for this shit.
I still respect it. I still love you.
By the way, like, but your whistle was mad. DJ Butchrock told me I could not drink before coming to the show because I had to drink on the show.
But now you can drink on the
your
show.
Your man Junkyard Jukes, I'm a wild ass nigga. So I didn't even drink last night because I'm a 2-day nigga. I start drinking on Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
And then for 3 days.
And then you know, not
that,
get up
that
here
in this
dump of fucking Chirac and champagne with
is
my bottle of whiskey.
Because
I just want to bitch.
And the
I don't even want you to kiss.
Fashion.
Off an original beat.
I might start drinking.
The original beat nuts.
I'm getting
was
the shakes.
Three man.
Al Tariq.
Al Tariq.
Al Tariq.
It broke up because of some other reasons.
All right, but y'all was a Corona for real.
Yeah, we Corona. Jackson Heights, all that.
So what happened?
Oh, man, shit.
Disaster.
You know, you grew up in Corona, block parties, man. You had ULS, fucking Chiba Clan, Stay Hot Crew.
I like Chiba Clan.
Yeah. J-Rock and
J-Rock.
We grew up in that culture.
Yeah, he locked up right now. That's my name.
J-Rock, yeah.
We gotta relax. Okay, continue.
So, I mean, you know, we grew up in that culture, you know what I'm saying? Like, hip-hop was, I thought it was my bottle of whiskey. We get all kinds of.
How you doing, sir?
It's going down.
Nigga, pump Punjabi and all them niggas.
It's going down.
I respect it.
We get
Punjabi and C.
P-Worthy.
P-Worthy. All right. And you smash, y'all?
Yo, that's his wife.
Yo, come on, brother.
Good for you.
Go ahead, Paul.
Chichi
got
too much
air.
Chichi got too much air. I'm
going
to have to tell you to relax. Relax. You're not going to do that.
Go ahead, Judy.
I don't know. I forgot what the fuck I was saying.
You were smashing the Punjabi
MC. I'm no good sober, man. I'm horrible sober.
I'm doing just fine.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, trust me. It's a lot. Yeah, I'm waiting for the Dominican
no,
guy
fuck
to
that
come
Jameson.
Up here. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Nah, I don't drink that shit, man.
Why not?
I don't drink that
Puff
shit,
Daddy's
man.
A great person.
Do it for Daddy. No, I love it.
It's not because of Puff Daddy.
I love Puff Daddy. I'm not just going
to. You're not going to do it for Diddy.
Everybody know Jew Jameson, man.
Jew Jameson.
I'm notorious for that. How you niggas are not going to have my shit up here?
It's Rick Jameson. That's what we call him, Rick Jameson.
So go ahead, tell us your story. Tell us your story.
Where all the cocaine is in. Getting blown on by Croatians.
You love cocaine too?
Huh? Yeah, I fuck around. I dabble. I dabble.
A little bit.
From Corona, my nigga. Come on. I'm old school. I'm old school. Coke, weed, you know what I'm saying? Shots I just fired. Don't do that Molly shit, like none of that other faggot drugs. But coke, weed, and liquor, you know, old school shit.
So how did it start with cocaine? I just want to start.
There's a cocaine documentary now? Yeah. Yeah.
How did it start? How did
shit,
it start?
That was in the 80s. 88, 89.
In the 80s?
88, 89.
Because Grandmaster Flash came to see you?
What?
No?
Nah, it was before that. Nigga, I'm from Corona, you know. Nigga, right. So heroin, this, coke,
this,
everything.
This is the cocaine my cowboys friends, came to see you?
Nah, no
the
shit.
Columbia?
I ain't sell it, man. I'm a fucking user. I don't have the balls to sell drugs.
You gotta have balls to do
it. I love your stuff.
It's a serious, nah, it's a serious business.
Right.
You might have to hurt somebody you care
absolutely
about. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just not built for that. So is your boys that's gonna fuck that money up.
That's exactly what
but
I see
at
said.
First, yeah. They came to you and you said, I'm
no.
going to sniff the whole kilo.
I'm going to sniff it, see what it is.
I'm not going to sell it. I'm going
to
sniff
then
it.
I'm going to call Dory and get you him to move Dory. This shit.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to move it after you sniff it.
That's word up.
Come on, Juju.
How you going to move it after you sniffed it?
After he sniffed it, I said.
How you going to move it?
You got to relax. We know. Queensbridge is not welcome right now. We're on the west side of Queens.
We're in a Queens mess right now with you.
No, listen. No. We're on the west side of Queens.
We are like,
I'm trying to go at your friends. Well, we're close.
You gotta relax.
You're gonna let me get you. Right?
I'm definitely.
Long Island City.
Yeah, it is the west side of Queens.
We are the west side.
You better relax.
That's the west side.
You know, we had all this shit going on our side over there. There was a whole other war going on.
Hey, Gustin over there.
I'm gonna be honest. Tap them niggas on their shoulder. Who the fuck is these niggas?
Just give me that Jameson, goddamn it, Butch. Come on. What do you need? Some money?
I'm gonna be honest. You and that nigga.
Okay, so you
were sniffing coke 100 miles an hour.
How did that happen? No.
You and Rory Flush.
I said I dabble.
You said him or Flush what?
No, Rory Flush gets down too.
That's your buddy.
I don't know. I'm not testifying to anything.
Buddy.
But you heard Rory Flush and Trash.
Allegedly.
I'm not gonna sign that.
Y'all always like a crew, a little bit.
I'm not cool.
A little bit, right, Juju?
What is this, Broadway over here?
A little bit. Relax. A little bit. It was like you, Trash, and Flush.
I have no idea what you're talking about. None whatsoever.
All right,
I'm a huge fan of both of them. I met them on occasion.
Dibble and dabble.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, Juju, let me tell you something.
Nah, it's always a good time.
Let me just be clear.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't for Juju, Psycho Less, the Beatnuts, there would never be a Capone in Noriega.
Nah, that's not true.
No, relax.
That's not true.
Let me give you a look.
Erroneous on all counts.
I don't know what you say.
What's wrong? Erroneous. It's wrong. It's not true.
All right. Let me.
I used to work at Dairy Mart on 99th Street. Remember that was my uncle's store. Next to Lowman's.
I feel like you gotta relax. I got you. Let me give you.
I know what you heard.
You was gonna be
Nori no matter what.
No, but let
yes,
me give you some
were.
Love. Let me tell
I
you
appreciate
something.
It, though.
They're beating us.
Yes, sir.
One of the most notorious groups from our neighborhood. I'm from Left Rack. The Beatnuts actually is from up the block from us. Corona. Corona. And not only, what's that? What you doing? They're passing cocaine? You got to run that. Because y'all fucking up my interview, man. I'm giving so much props.
Right, there's no Jameson here.
Please.
Just stay focused, Nori. Stay focused.
Juju. Please stay focused.
Yeah, look at him.
It's hard to stay focused.
Fucking thinking about
drinking liquor.
I just felt like you trying to give him a sniff.
Dominican niggas got it.
I don't like it.
Es verdad, qué bien.
Hey, stay focused. Let's stay focused.
Let's stay focused.
Juju. Juju.
Yes, sir.
Let's. We're here.
I'm with you.
You guys don't edit this? This straight
no, 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 no,
no, no, we don't edit. But listen, the Beat Nuts, if it wasn't for the Beat Nuts, at the Beat Nuts hype, they were repping Corona. Do you know where I'm from? I'm from Left Rack City.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I wasn't from Left Rack City,
Live is Hood,
and y'all wasn't from Corona, I would have never been here.
Yeah.
And he would have never been here because we're together.
Is
we're
that
partners.
True, Capone? Is that absolutely true?
At the end of the day, you gotta always give it up to people.
Inspiration, inspiration.
Exactly.
Inspiration.
Before,
we don't win unless the team wins. Right?
You're not in the same room.
It's true, though. Nah, I'm
saying, Les, you gotta say something. Because I know he sniffed a lot of coke. It's okay. You gotta talk. You gotta talk.
I'm not even shit at least. Already, if I had some drugs at least.
He said like the plugs.
I have no idea what you just said. What you
said? I'm gonna have to drink.
It's done. It's settled already.
Listen, let me tell you something.
It's beyond Queens, though, man.
You know why?
Because
these guys are the biggest of Latinos. The biggest of our culture. If it wasn't for them, like, honestly,
Really, to me, like,
happy to represent
like,
Corona.
Thank you,
like, lyrics too. Come second to me. My shit is music first.
And your production
that's where the name Beat Nuts come from.
Yeah.
It's not called the Lyrical
crazy.
Nuts. It's the Beat Nuts. We make beats, you know?
Right. So, and both of y'all made beats.
Yeah. Mm. But we early from the culture, so we did it all. We spilled the
DJ,
fucking breakdowns. We fucking steal your girlfriend. Whatever, you know?
Hey!
Let's go back to the third girlfriend.
Diablo.
I'm not gonna lie. Y'all was smashing a lot of Latino bitches back in the days. Let's make some noise for that. Come on, Psycho. Come on. Tell him, Psycho.
Everybody like going on the road with us for that reason, because we always, you know, we bring a lot of the girls out.
Yeah.
That's like for me, I always said that, you know.
Girls out. Come on. Have a drink. Pop that bottle.
Drink for my fucking Jameson, man.
Relax. Have a bottle of champagne. Listen, let me tell you something.
In true Maury fashion, I'm going to open a bottle of champagne.
Listen. I don't know if y'all know, but in our show, we give off people flowers when they can smell them.
Right.
And trees when they can help.
Thank you.
So please, can you open that up?
Yeah, I will.
And then you can have that whole bottle to yourself, Juju. I don't know why you're shaking like that.
Nori's the only person ever invited me to a barbecue, and everybody got their own bottle of champagne. No beers, straight champagne. Poppy champagne.
That's right. Let me tell you something. Juju, Psycho Les.
That was
I can't thank y'all more than enough. Because you know why I want to thank y'all? Because my favorite rapper was on y'all first record ever.
Mm-hmm.
Was Big Pun.
Yes, sir.
One of the illest.
And I have poured out for him.
That's for him.
And all right. Let me get some of his shit. Yeah, pour it. Pour it for him. All right, cool. Just punch it.
Put some more out.
But this is what I want to ask y'all. Because y'all was so popping. What made you want to put Pun on your record at that time?
It was, like I said, it was a mutual respect. You know, he was a big fan of ours. We thought he was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, we hooked up.
But nobody never heard of him at that
time. It was just, like
he
I told you, real,
Queens
it was
all the time.
Really just friends doing the record
right
together. It was friends, mutual respect, doing the record together. It wasn't like, oh, yo, can I get on the record with you? Nothing like that. We was just like, let's just do something crazy.
Yeah.
But did you?
So
did
Pun was coming to Queens?
He
was
studio.
Coming to Brooklyn.
You know, in your ear.
Yeah, in your ear.
Come on.
That's about Queens, right?
He used to be all up in there. He used to come with his 9 milli. Put it on top of this shit. Yeah, he used to do it. He had a little notebook with him.
They almost killed him in Left Rack when he did that. Because he came out. He was like, yo, where's Poppy at? And nobody's like, no, everybody's like, what? No, he said, where's Nori at? And everybody's like, nope. Like, at that time, nobody knows where Nori is. They call me Poppy. So he pulled it out. And then everybody said, yo, we're going to kill this fat nigga. And then I'm like, oh, shit. I come outside. I'm like, oh, shit. No, you can't do nothing. You can't touch him. But you guys was the first person to put him on his first feature.
Yeah.
I really need y'all to get into depth of how. Because you know why?
Right.
Because after that record,
it was over. Yeah,
it was over. Yeah. Like if you ask me, my personal solo career,
Super Thug.
No, what's the shit? I'm leaving. Oh, I'm leaving. Yeah. On the next leg. That's my shit.
Yeah.
So the thing is, Capone was in jail. He can't relate to it. Capone was in jail.
That was Capone in jail.
That's a big record.
But
I get the reference of why he's saying that.
But what I'm saying is, Pun's record was y'all record. Like when Pun came out on y'all shit, It was over,
yeah.
So did y'all know that?
Nah, I think it was just destiny. Like I told you, man, it was just some friends getting together. I actually hated that record. Yeah. I only rhymed 8 bars on it because I didn't like
it. Off the books?
Yeah, because listen.
Who produced
Psycho? We were doing the Stone Crazy album, which is all dark. We had fucking Screwball on there.
Mm.
You know, it was a really dark album. Yeah. So, it stuck out like a sore thumb.
But what made you? Whose idea was it to put Pun on that? Let me pick up on the story. Whose idea was it to put Pun?
Right? This nigga wasn't feeling the beat, so we had another beat called Robbed and Stole, and it was fire too. Fire.
Yeah.
So we was like, fuck it, we're gonna let Pun decide.
Yeah.
So we drove to the Bronx. Boom. Pun was like, yo, I like Robbed and Stole, but if we do this one, we're gonna blow. We're gonna blow.
He said those exact words.
If we do this one, we're gonna blow.
Exactly.
So we was like, all right, say no
exact
more.
Word.
Jumping, yo, nigga didn't even fit in the minivan.
He had to pull out the whole back seat
so he could just fucking lay in there.
Big shout to my man. Big shout to my nigga Suarez.
That's real.
Yo,
make some noise, goddamn.
It was great.
So which one of y'all taking it from here?
I mean, after that, it was a done deal. We went to the studio.
And what studio was this? This Power Play?
Brooklyn, because we was in this.
You went to Brooklyn?
We recorded. That was out of my house.
Yeah.
We were recording in my apartment.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So y'all were
Greenpoint.
They used to give us budgets back then for studio. Yeah. So instead of going to studio, we bought equipment with that budget and recorded out the crib.
We recorded that whole shit ourselves. That's another thing.
And it's relativity.
And engineer. We did all that shit ourselves.
Relativity.
Yeah, relativity.
And y'all own relativity.
Yeah.
So
mixed, produce, engineered, all that
shit. So how does this happen? Because I imagine Fat Joe was sitting there saying, why do y'all want Pun?
Well, Fat Joe wasn't even in the picture.
I think he was clueless to the fact that we were doing the record.
Yeah, Fat Joe wasn't even in the picture. We were still going straight with Pun. And
it wasn't like it was a big...
That was
you got Jameson?
Make some noise, Jameson.
After this shit and
it's
get out of here, go find my father's gun and beat somebody.
That's what I love man. Old school maniacs. Let's make some noise. So, I mean,
honestly, you know what I'm saying? It was like everybody was just kind of doing their thing at that time. So it was like, you know, I think career-wise, Pun was still, I don't know, he might have just got signed to Loud. There wasn't a lot going on.
No, he didn't.
So, I mean,
y'all the reason, I'm be honest, you modest, and you humble. And both of y'all humble.
Of course.
But if y'all didn't do that record with Pun, Pun, that record actually made Pun get signed.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here, and I know you humble. You
at
humble.
Least, at the,
relax.
I'll say this.
I got you.
I'll say
I got
this.
You.
It saved Joe a lot of,
promotional
effort. Like,
but if you don't know, that record right there is the record that made Pun get signed. Not Firewater, not all this other shit. That record.
Right.
It's off the hooks, this shit. Come on. Just talk about it.
Another thing, let me tell you, that chorus, we was all in the room thinking of a chorus. I remember we was thinking of, so I'm going through my notebook because back then everything was notebooks,
yeah,
you know.
Notebook.
So I was like, yo, I got this little piece of a verse. It's off the hook this year. We getting mad money off the books this year. That's all I had. Yeah. Pun was like this. Ain't nothing but crooks in here. Then he finished it, so you know he was good for the endings always. So
did y'all know?
And that's it. That, it was
okay,
history.
Okay,
after
did
that.
Y'all know that one record birthed a legend? Like y'all birthed.
I mean,
the
I'm,
Puerto Rican
I'm
Biggie Smalls.
I'm happy to have been a part of his journey. Just, I don't think about. I think he was like I said.
But did
I
you know
he
it?
Yeah. He was gonna be that
a monster even, regardless.
Wasn't that
but
one.
We did. Throw some heat.
It would have been yo, what? Yo, fuck, making it happen. Because, yeah. I mean, you know,
he was gonna
nothing
do it
was
going to
stop that machine.
He was going to do it regardless, but we did throw him some
yeah.
fire
yeah, I mean,
under,
a classic
under
record,
the wood. You know?
That's
yeah.
a classic
that's a
record.
Classic
that was. Oh, yeah.
Let's make some noise for the book.
So, after all the books, you guys are still signed to Loud. Correct?
Yeah. No, with
Jay, I gotta actually relax.
We're on Relativity.
Relativity.
At that time, yeah.
And now Relativity, because Relativity is a very interesting label.
Yeah, they were independent. You know, started in Hollis, Queens.
Was
an independent
that
label.
That was like the real.
It was like straight up hardcore hip hop.
Hip hop, like.
That was straight up
common sense, yo. Common sense. M.O.P. Bone Thugs.
Bone Thugs. They had every, but they
had
a lot.
Yeah.
What's my man's name?
Patrick
that's
Pat.
Cocaine.
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 You love cocaine.
They was on that.
Relax.
The singer, not the girl. The singer.
He brought up cocaine like five times.
This episode is sponsored by you.
Let's raise some noise.
All week, people.
Let's raise some noise. Juju and cocaine.
This is not going to be a cocaine interview.
No, it's cocaine interview. We don't.
This is the
cocaine.
By the way, you know, today is the. It's been 19 years since the release of Capital Punishment.
That
today.
Is true.
Oh, wow.
So that is true.
Wow.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. Well, dude, was on point.
19 years ago today.
And 3 days before this is the release of Illmatic.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
23 years ago today was the release.
I thought you was going to say the release of Capone.
And no. I came home.
No,
he came home yesterday.
I came home yesterday.
He came home yesterday. Let's make some noise. Capone coming home yesterday. But 23 years ago. But 23 years ago, also Illmatic came out.
Yeah.
So we said Capital Punishment 20 years ago?
Yeah, 19 years ago.
And then 20. Yo, listen, Juju, Psycho, we are hip hop. And I don't know if you understand, but our show is based upon giving our legends flowers when they can
thank
smell
you,
them.
That's great. I love that.
And trees when they can inhale them.
Yeah, absolutely. And
you
I
understand?
Think we should. Yeah, we should. And we should.
So,
do
Psycho
that
Less, Juju.
Thank you, bro.
We want you to know that you guys are appreciated.
Thank you.
We
I'm
want
fucking
you to
psyched
know.
To be up here. Because, you know, everybody's like, oh, I can't wait to hear the beat nuts up there. But, you know, they get, you know, from fucking bullshit reads. You know what I'm saying? Like, the, you know. It's like, what do you think you're
doing?
No, because you know what it is up here.
Right.
So they're like, yeah, with Nori and Juju, that shit's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get invited by the show, though.
Right. But
I don't wanna,
but here's
you know,
the deal. Here's
I don't
want
to do it because everybody's saying you should
here's
do it.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I just want you to know, because the one thing that I felt like you didn't know was when I seen Mayor, and I felt like you felt like you would be privileged to come on Jay Sanders.
And I am.
And I gotta tell you to relax.
I'm on.
Because you know why?
No, I'm on. I'm on.
Let me finish.
No,
I'm on.
But you know why?
Yeah, I told you. You have no idea. We inspire each other, man.
Okay. I'm gonna let you finish.
We inspire each other.
Can I finish now?
Just so you know that. You're just as much of an
influence.
There was not peanuts.
There would not be a component of it.
And let me tell you, still, if it wasn't for Capone and Noriega dropping Weatherford, boy. Fair enough.
Thank you.
If there was no beatnuts, there wouldn't be a J-Lo on the block.
Factory. I like that.
And I wanted to ask about that. Did y'all get that? Those royalties off of that?
Hey. J-Lo on the block. That's a fact.
Zero.
J-Lo.
Jack.
No, was it because of the sample? Was it
because
of the sample?
Because Jack did us dirty on that one.
Whatever.
Ain't no whatever.
The best form of flattery is
go in.
Flattery is imitation.
We dropped that song, what year was
94?
That?
94?
Probably, but I don't know. Nah, it was the like 2000. So, but anyway, 2 years later, she drops her shit. And it was a lot of
that was like the biggest
evidence
of flattery.
I've
seen that.
Yo, but hold on.
Not even a shout out. Like, yo, shout out Beat Nuts for inspiring the idea.
You got on.
Give me a shout out for the idea. We gave you the idea to flip that.
Yeah, she thought it was pun record.
That was pun record. She might have thought that was really pun record. Like, for real. But at the end of the day, this is going to make her realize right here that was y'all record.
Well,
this is an interview right here. She watch?
I think she hates us already.
Yeah, she, you know.
Y'all done throw under the cover?
That's cool.
Nah, she gets love.
Nah, man, I love her, what she done.
She
got
to realize that y'all record.
You got to eat J-Lo.
But in a way.
In a way,
it's not really her fault. Like, I don't even blame her. I blame the producer. I blame the producer for biting the shit. And
who's the producer?
Corey Rooney.
But that was the beat, though, right?
For real, huh?
It was the same sample.
Yeah, that's my beat.
It was inspired by their
nigga, I was on the phone talking. I was like, yo, what? I'm going to come to the studio and see you, nigga.
This shit was like, straight
jack. Was going back to the
drums.
It was beats with me and Corey. You know why? Because check this out. His lawyer was my lawyer.
Yo, I don't want to get shot going downstairs.
Ain't nobody going to get shot.
Why would you get shot?
Is this live? I don't know.
You're Corona. You good.
We good.
All right. We got guns.
We going to do the shooting.
To protect you.
Because I didn't bring anything.
Yes.
No, so you and us, we all good.
It's a family show. Come on.
Yes, it's a family show.
So Juju.
We're coming here to celebrate Noriega and the beef.
No, we are not coming here.
It ain't no beef. Let's get that straight. Ain't no beef.
Listen.
That's the facts of what happened.
Hold on. That's where you're wrong. We are not here to celebrate Noriega or Capone in any way. We are only here tonight to celebrate
Beatnuts
and motherfucking...
Watch out,
watch out. This is the only...
You got your Jamesons, though.
Yeah, come on, close the door.
This is disrespectful right there.
So, I need to understand this. How did you even consider putting pun on there? Because was it Fat Joe putting him
no,
on you?
No, like I said, it was a mutual thing from us.
He wanted to work with us. Yeah, he wanted to work with
us. They told you, Fat Joe didn't even barely know. They said he don't think he knew about it.
It was all pun. Pun was just doing record with us. He was like, I'm on to do record with y'all.
On some
mutual respect, you know? Friendship. You know, me, him, and Cuban, and Sage hanging out.
Very loud. Gotta relax. Continue.
You know how it was, yo. You know how it was with pun. If we didn't click, we not gonna work, and that's just the way it works. You know, so we clicking, it was pun.
Come on,
we was all
going to VAR.
You gotta relax too, though.
Tranqui.
I go to VAR.
Now you good. You know, just relax like this much.
But listen, did LL get drunk though? Did LL? I'm curious.
I got some
listen to the show.
I'll listen to the show. He got nice. He got buzz.
He got buzz.
Oh, he got buzz.
And he didn't want to leave. You know the crazy shit?
He was on a date with
Juju.
He got bugged.
Juju, you know the crazy shit? He didn't want to leave.
Bugged and
his
rained.
People was just texting. And he looking at me like this. Fuck my people. He looking at me. He's sitting right where you are. You
know? I'm sitting right here.
And everybody's texting me saying, I don't got to go. Texas. I'm looking at me like, fuck them.
That's a fantasy
ask me
story.
What the fuck you. That's my fault.
Yo, shout out LL. Yo, one of the most, for real, one of the most lyrical motherfuckers out there, for real.
Nasty.
I work with him, so I know how he works. Like, LL is nasty in the studio. That nigga goes in, yo.
Yeah, it comes to my ass. I'll be conversation.
Banging
calm
out
down.
Like 10 joints a night.
Here comes the butter, Barbara.
All right, Barbara.
That's cool. Now we're all Cool J fans.
So what happened between
you? Better be nigga again.
Better be motherfucker.
You ain't getting fucked up, dog.
What actually happened between the brother, I'm to be honest, me and my brother, it's my brother. But I hate him at times, and he hates me at times.
Yeah, no idea.
So can you?
I'm in a loveless marriage.
Oh my God.
Hold on, that was
like, oh my God.
Me and this nigga, trust, that's what makes it work, yin and yang. Two niggas can't, if niggas is cool, you can't be the same. The last thing I need is another nigga like me. No more. Porsches, wrap them shits around a tree, no more
beaters.
Am I going too fast?
No, I think that was an amazing G-chance.
That shit already almost happened to us. This nigga. You don't want this nigga to drive.
End of the world.
Okay, so at the beginning, who did the beat?
Well, we both always. We've always done.
Did the beat.
Oh yeah, both of us.
That's
always.
Hot. That's hot.
We started off as serious DJs.
Yeah,
because we both. Beats. That's how we met. Because we used to dig and
was
shit.
Was it the 3 AL first or just
Jungle
the 2 AL?
Nah, Africa just, from Jungle Brothers.
Then later on, Fashion came.
Wait. Tell me.
Fashion was like we didn't have enough confidence in ourselves.
He can't say shit like that.
Let's go get a black.
Nigga said, Juju. The nigga said, Africa from Jungle Brothers just told us to be it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, hold on. Juju, you gotta relax.
I just asked.
He's saying some real shit.
No, but look.
That's all I say is real shit.
I asked who gave them the name Peanuts. And guess what he said?
He said, I forgot.
Africa.
Africa from Jungle Brothers just told us. Y'all can't be telling. That's
no,
real.
They are native tongues. That's fucking
that's real hip hop shit right
you know
there.
Yo,
real niggas say, yo, Africa from Jungle Brothers.
No, that's hot.
Is that how you got to call native tongues?
You know,
through Africa, really, and digging, you know. You know, because Africa would be out there digging.
Texting my wife, she's like, how's it going? That's crazy. I said, fuck, you're hilarious.
He invited us to the studio and we just stuck around forever, dude. Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
I need to smoke, B.
This what?
I know that.
Okay, you gotta relax. We're gonna smoke downstairs.
Let me roll up.
Roll up.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
So, Now, what? Fat Joe, you had a relationship with Fat Joe.
Yeah, man. I love Fat Joe always.
But why did you want to put on his Prodigy?
Well, I mean, when that wasn't my... See, that's what I keep trying to tell you. It wasn't like we were trying to put anybody on.
We did work with Fat Joe, too, for his album.
Oh, I did remixes.
Mystic Studios?
Like that, you know, the books was just a fucking freak of nature, man. Come on, nobody knows you're going to do a record like that.
Nah, but...
It was our biggest record commercially in the same breath, so you know what I mean?
To date?
Yeah.
They wasn't even going to give us a video budget for that, but the song took off. The label was like, yo, we got to do a video for this shit. So
when you say the label, you talking about Loud?
Relativity.
Relativity. Wow.
Right? Someone else should have paid for that video.
Word it was. Shout out Alan Grumblack and fucking Cliff.
Cliff.
Yeah, you know
what Contrary, rest in peace, Cliff Contrary.
You know what they do?
Yeah, I know.
Switch the name every time.
He was fucked up for a minute. Huh?
Alan Grumblack, they just regulated us and switched the name.
Oh, yeah. Switch the name, nigga, too.
What album was Lick the Pussy on?
Huh?
What album was Lick the Pussy on?
I don't know. I didn't rhyme on that record.
That was,
That classic sample
that
MCA had used.
That's Tyrone Davis.
Eat a pussy, you need any.
That was the first album.
That was the toxic album?
You know your pussy?
I don't know. Is it that kind of a show? I thought it was a family show.
Let me ask you a question. Because listen. Me and my brother, this is Capone. And me and him are totally opposites.
Right.
But if you put us together,
that's the magic.
We're totally together.
Absolutely.
Are y'all totally opposites?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah?
Yo, listen.
Not totally though. We both have a fucked up sense of humor. Which is why we're friends to begin with. Mm. But you know.
Break that down.
Yeah, we both got a really dark sense of humor. We find the craziest shit funny. Which is why when we were younger, all we did was drink and laugh when we was younger. And then the fact that, we used to dig for records and we had the same hobby in common just made it better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And both were from Corona.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's from Jackson Heights. Yeah. I'm from Corona.
Jackson Heights.
Jackson Heights.
You're from Corona.
He's from 94th Street.
Columbia?
95th Street. Yeah. 95th Street.
Camilo?
What they used to call your building? The Hawaiian? No.
Nah, not the Hawaiian building.
That's left rack, the Hawaiian building.
You gotta relax.
I know the Hawaiian building. I'm fucked up, man. There's no nickname.
Is there even a Hawaiian building?
We have numbers. Never heard of it.
Is there a Hawaiian building first?
Where's the Jamaica building?
Is there a Hawaiian building by you?
Yeah, there is a Hawaiian building.
There is a Hawaiian building.
That was just the name of it.
It's a Korean building, the Hawaiian building.
The Hawaiian building.
They had a lot of Hawaiian bitches in it.
Nah.
That was the name of your building.
You gotta relax.
I know y'all niggas had names too.
Yeah, we got Canada, like Paris. No Hawaii.
You're not serious, really? Canada and Paris?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, they still got names. We got numbers.
Exactly.
We got names. The worst form of conversation is
you get shot.
Number. I hate that shit.
I'd rather go with Canada or you won't get shot.
Was the other one Paris?
Yeah. So I was about to bring something up by night.
It's like a resort. You going to Canada.
Like rat shit.
But you go there, my nigga.
Nah.
You go there, you get shot.
That's a fact. You go to
Queensbridge, you get shot.
You go left, right, you get big jerk chicken.
Drug dealers in there.
Big fucking crushes in them.
That was crazy.
They get shot. They got double
shots.
They got double shots too.
Ah!
Yo, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. If it wasn't for the Beat Nuts.
Everybody, one more song.
Let me tell you, man.
Just one more time.
It is, is it an honor for you to even compare me and Psycho to you guys?
No.
No, it is, because let me tell you, I don't think there's not another dynamic.
We your fans.
No, but they,
exactly. We your fans right now.
And there's not another group that I would, another dynamic duo that I would love to be compared to than my brothers right here.
He's the one that take the bump.
Because my niggas are official all the time.
He's the A.
That's no the Chichi that got the
deal. The Chichi got the
deal. Ain't no question about, you know.
Yes, I'm like sorry.
That, man. I pride myself on that, Norm.
I like that.
I don't like
C&E.
My two partners. Psycho Less, if it wasn't for Beat Nuts, coming from Corona, I was from Left Rack City. Left Rack City is, my address is 97-3057 Avenue, apartment 5E, Corona, New York, 11368.
Reach out to my man Killer.
And that original address said Corona.
What would it say now?
I was going to block you out.
Flushing.
Like it says on my hand.
He said,
you
give me
the head. Nah, thank you. You're not much.
That was a silent relationship.
Thank you, man.
If it wasn't for that.
Thank you, man.
Corona 11368. And the thing about us was y'all came before us. And when I was in jail, with this motherfucker, I was in jail, and I looked back, and I was like,
that face?
That niggas are doing it, just
I
like
didn't
that.
Do that in jail. I didn't do that in jail?
If I can recall, that was
in my mind.
Here's a picture. Here's a
that was, and then I seen Nas. Look, because we seen Nas,
yeah.
And we seen Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
And this nigga's like this, Nas and Mobb Deep. But when I seen Beat Nuts, I was like,
oh shit,
Rona.
And I stab niggas for y'all. I'm just throwing that out there.
I love you for that.
The niggas said they rap. I said, what?
I love you for that, though. I love you for that. Cause I'm not for us, it meant a lot too, man. We had, you know, we had a lot of homies from the hood in there too at that time, man.
No, but you know, he was
Slime, my nigga Edison, Slime.
Yeah, Nas.
We had a lot of dudes over there.
All I had was,
you know, and it made, you know, it gave niggas, you know what I'm saying? It was nice to be able to do that for my hood.
It wasn't off the books this year.
No,
it wasn't off the books this year. They didn't respect
it. It was big. That was a big.
That was big. That was big.
The bomb, baby?
No, not the bomb.
Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth was big. And Fuck Me For Free was big.
And that was another big record.
Listen.
With Complexion.
Listen. Y'all talking. Listen. You're talking about a totally different decade.
That was my
shit.
That was my shit, too.
No. When Off The Books wasn't put in your mouth.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
It wasn't.
No, that's not too far apart, though.
No.
Off The Books
put in your mouth. Off The Books like 92, 97.
And when was put in your mouth?
95. 94.
Exactly.
I don't know. The name of my first record was a hit. My first record was a hit. And it was called Reign of the Tech.
Absolutely.
Now put it in your mouth. Now put it in your
tech.
Let me
tell you something.
Put it in your shit.
I was in the
car. That was 93.
I'm just not. I don't like when your conversation starts steering towards that bullshit.
Zone. I'm in Buffalo, New York. And that record got more burns than the Jay-Z records that was out at the time, than the big records. That record Off The Books got more burns than that. I was in the camp. I used to have my own radio slot time. Every Friday I would call the radio.
Okay, I gotta ask you a
shut up.
Oh yeah, that shit damn right. Didn't you make it feel good?
Oh, you was with him.
When you take more spins than Jay-Z shit and all them niggas.
Hey, I feel like
right, that. Good.
No bullshit.
That's right.
No bullshit.
Fuck Brooklyn. That shit is another planet to me. If it wasn't for Jay with the damage, I wouldn't be friends with none of you niggas.
Jay with the damage.
You know Corona, nigga. We only used to go to Brooklyn to shoot that shit the fuck up.
Tell him. Yeah, Corona.
Corona niggas for real. Brooklyn
niggas gotta relax.
Shit in the 80s, man. Shit, only nigga.
QB, you gotta calm down too.
Rest in peace, my nigga Sean Price.
Long Island City niggas.
My nigga Sean P. Big up to my nigga J. Rudy Damage.
You gotta realize it's just you and Freeze. That's it.
Freeze. We're just having fun. Bush Rock is in the building.
I feel like Freeze is with us.
I got a receipt.
I feel like that's not
that's
true.
That's the least you can do.
Give it to Nari.
Yo, but listen. So we worked.
They always try to separate us.
All right, listen. You worked with Pun. You worked with Joe.
M only love.
You worked with Only Love.
It's a.
But then it's time for y'all album. Describe that situation. Oh. Steve Rifkin comes to y'all.
Just open, say, man. I couldn't wait till you, like, you know, we used to be serious with the digging. Like, that, you know, well, that's another story. But,
What's the other story?
No ID. You know, No ID.
Common Sense.
Yeah. Common Sense, yeah.
No ID and Common Sense. Because remember, Common Sense was on our label.
Yep, yep.
So, Common Sense.
Now.
Common Sense first album, Can I Borrow a Dollar? Yeah. Like, we did remixes on that shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I remember going to Chicago and fucking with No ID. Cause you know me and my man VIC like
early,
no
early.
Y'all didn't do a soul by the
we actually and fuck it, I'm saying the truth.
We did.
We taught that nigga No ID how to dig. Yeah. Like I used to be in No ID basement and Kanye West was like this.
Yeah. I believe it. Cause y'all was a
and I'll show you Scratch magazine interviews where that nigga Kanye was like, I'm trying to take it when he came out early. He's like, I'm trying to take it back to that beat.
No, for sure, he definitely was a fan.
Nah,
for
Kanye,
sure.
Come
so
on.
You know, that being said, whatever. I was talking about how excited me and this nigga were just to flip shit because he was like how it was.
Because back then Kanye wasn't Kanye. So
yeah,
he was coming out. Kanye,
that is the school that Kanye came from.
Yeah,
like honestly,
like
I say that with the utmost respect. I think he's amazing. He's talented.
He was really like, you know.
They're both amazing. And I'm proud to say that them niggas, you know.
It's an open
that
bottle.
I sparked
right
them. Because I did.
Kanye is definitely a student.
Yes, it's an open bottle right
and
there.
And I'm God. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to add on. You come hang around me, I'm adding on.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, of course, No ID and Kanye West is successful from watching me and my man. You know, they took it to the next. That's right.
Elevation.
Exactly.
Elevation.
You know?
Got to.
We
got to
make some noise for that, goddamn
it. Y'all were the Kanye, y'all were the Neptune of that time, and you're still.
And me personally, I didn't know that y'all produced everything and did everything, mixed, engineered.
Yeah, that was
I didn't know that person.
It was a time when fuck, remember?
I mean, coming from Native Tongues, like, everybody was a group.
How did
and we
even
all
get down with Native
we all, he everybody said, produced themselves. Everybody Native produced Tongues, them. Dog. De La produced themselves.
Yeah.
Tribe produced Jungle produced beating us, like, we come
that
from that.
Dope,
that that's
but how did they even get down with Native Tongues?
You know how I'm going to tell you this story. Because this is shit. Me and my man, we was already boys, you know, from the hood, digging all that. Then, you know, niggas, I got kicked out of high school. We got kicked out of high school. So the hangout shit at our boy's house, that shit kind of faded. So we was still, he was still digging. I was still digging, doing my thing.
Digging for records.
Yeah, digging for records.
I bet.
So then I'm at Downstairs Records one day. I'm going to just try to run through the shit.
That's the shit in the village?
It's fucking boring. But anyway, yeah, nah, it was
let's get
down
to the point how you met Africa and we
I met Africa. I met Africa at the record shop.
But
they already had
Jungle Brothers.
Jungle Brothers.
Baby Bang.
They already had Jim Browski.
Yeah.
That's
it
what
was big. It was big.
So you know.
Union
Square, Roseland already.
Yeah. It was huge.
That shit was blowing up.
So, you know, we was doing we was in there in the record shop. I seen that nigga. I'm like, oh shit, it's Africa from the. So we standing online to pay for our records. Same time. He was a little short. I'm like, this is Africa from the fucking Jungle Brothers. What is it? $3, $4, whatever it is. Jim Browski days, whatever. I'm not saying this if for any other reason other than I was...
He's not asking me. He's telling me.
He's actually asking you.
No, but I'm saying, you know, because I don't want nobody to get the wrong idea. Like, oh, you pay for that nigga's records. That's
nah,
right.
But
it wasn't that. We're both kind of in the...
Yeah, you dig it. You dig it.
He was so cool to me in the record shop that I was like, what, you're a couple dollars short here. Boom.
Yeah. God damn.
That...
And who we talking about again?
Me.
Africa.
Africa.
From Jungle Brothers. Jungle Brothers.
No,
you gotta relax.
So from that day, you know, from that day forward, he was like, man, this little nigga cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the next thing you know, I'm getting invited to the studio, come through, we over here, everything. Yeah. Now I'm cool. Now I'm Jungle Brother Juju. See me? That's how. See? One good act of
that's how shit happens.
Then I start, you know, then I'm into studio, I'm bringing records, Chris Lighty sees what's happening. Next thing you know, he has an artist, Chi Ali, now I'm the victim of a bright
idea. Wait a minute. Chi Ali was your artist?
You can't let that
escape. Chris Lighty artist.
It was his artist, but we the ones that made it.
Tell us about Chi Ali, we about to interview Chi Ali.
All right,
sure, very soon.
Well, anyway, this is as far as I'm trying to, like, it's a long, you know, it's a lot of shit. I'm just trying to cut through the, but that's how shit happens. Anyway, next thing you know, me and that nigga's friends.
That nigga
Africa from the Jungle Brothers. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because of whatever, that good deed. And then, you know, I start showing improvement from there. Because he was like, this little nigga, you know? Then my man, we did a little radio promo where them niggas shouted me out and Psycho let us hurt. It was like the first one that we did. And Psycho hit me. It was like, yo, are you still fucking around? Boom. I was like, yeah, nigga. You still doing your shit? Yeah.
And that's how y'all connected.
Because we had split up because after the whole high school shit.
Yeah.
So we kind of lost contact with each other. So when you heard me on the radio, hit me and I was like, yeah, man, come on. So then, you know, now we're back. Now the formula is back.
You're like, my man is on. I'm getting in. I'm in.
Yeah.
Like,
no, shit. That's the way it's supposed to be.
That's basically our story in a different form.
Because when everybody else, like, he was the only one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So then, you know, then, like I said, that shit led to, you know, we're hanging around Chris Lighty's road manager at this time.
He has no idea
of being any kind of, you know, whatever. He's just, so then, you know, he got Chi Ali. And when he got Chi Ali, he was like, he had a little, got an idea. Let me get this little for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of, you know, everybody else was too busy, you know. Being De La Soul, being Joe, whatever, you know, niggas were too busy. They weren't the inception of their shit.
So you
can't blame them. They ain't have, you know, time. So me and Psycho Les had the time.
Come by.
And that fabulous Chi Ali was born.
Chi Ali was born.
That's what I'm saying.
So you saying?
That was our first major
Chi Ali. You said somebody else before Chi Ali.
No, I was saying, like, you know, when Chris Lighty had the bright idea of doing Chi Ali, everybody else was busy doing, you know, forming their own careers. And we were just producers that were just hanging out. And he knew what it was, so we took advantage of that. We were like, okay, Jungle's too busy, Daylight's too busy.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Have you ever like, took that personal? Like,
what?
As far as, like,
I don't think we did anything wrong ever.
Ever?
Yeah, no.
Even.
You don't want that job? We took it. And now he's Chi Ali.
We was hungry to get in anyway, so we...
We was hungry to get in.
So describe that situation with Chi Ali.
I never fucked anybody that didn't have it coming.
That's how Beatin' Us got the record deal.
All his records?
Chi
Ali's first records? Y'all did them?
Yeah. We did all that.
Well, the whole album.
Well, it was people involved, too. Black
Big shout out to my nigga Chelosti, who did the artwork on the front cover.
Dave from De La Soul Dove was involved.
Chi Ali is standing in front of 227.
It was all...
Louis Armstrong on his cover.
Oh!
You see the Chi Ali behind him? That's on 227.
But that was the little kid ever.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
kids, the young. So it was in style to have a little young kid and so that's where T.I. Lee was one of those.
Come on.
Yeah.
Queens was
that was a real idea.
Big shout out to my nigga Butch Rock, kept me sober for 48 hours. Came in with the shakes.
Not part of the show, but he did it out loud. Part of the show,
this nigga told me, don't drink. Niggas called me, he was like, yo, don't drink until you get up there. I was like, yeah, all right, bye. Went right to the bar.
Welcome to the family affair. Welcome to the family picnic. Corona niggas don't play, niggas don't. Nigga,
no,
what's going on over there? You really gonna be fucked up? You gonna have to explain that pajama you wearing?
You gonna keep that on his road?
He's looking at me mad hard with that Noriega pajama suit he got.
Slime nigga lost.
Black niggas are.
That's Slobs.
That's tell
them you got every Cole Mega album, every Juju album.
And they got every album on cassette.
Talk about every album you got.
Stop talking about Slobs.
Got the pajama set?
Oh, I mean,
with the
yo, what's going on? This nigga's having a seizure. Get him some
what?
Yo, get that nigga some motherfucking Logan, get
what are them boys?
Yo, say what's up to your man, son.
Nah, I'm gonna be that.
Yeah,
Jay Thomas,
man,
Nori,
sir.
Don't
look
a crack, man. You're not timeless at all.
Your name. I know.
Hey, you gotta
take over real quick.
Yo, get a nigga bump a coke. Come on,
bro. Yeah,
take over real quick.
Yo, what's going on? It's your man,
Bump a coke.
What's good, B-Nuts? How y'all doing?
What's the deli, Willie?
Thank you, man. Respect to you, too.
My name is P. Worthy. I'm out from Long Island. We born and raised in Long Island, New York, so you know we all New York.
516.
516.
495?
Chubb D.
What was that?
495.
Leaders of the Noom.
From Westbury. Shout out Westbury.
Hold on, I think EPMD from Long Island.
Who else?
Yeah, we got a bunch of people.
EPMD from Long Island.
We got a bunch of movie stars.
I'm going to hit you with the ill one. JVC Force.
Nah, Juju.
Can't take it. Okay.
The other day.
Yeah.
I called you.
That's me.
No, okay.
One of which, by the way, was one of the biggest highlights of my career.
What?
Jameson.
When you fucking called and FaceTime, when I'm with Mayor. You know that nigga ain't want to answer the phone to him?
Hey.
He was scared to death because you know what we was doing. And that nigga was like, yo, Nori, yeah, that nigga was going to be like, nah, man, I don't want to answer that shit. He going to bark on me. I was like, answer that shit, nigga.
Nigga.
It was like, yo, you with Juju, how mad could he get at you?
Throw me in bash.
You know what I'm saying? And then when you was like, hang up on the FaceTime, you know, I was like,
don't co-sign none of that. Just slap on.
You see all that?
You texted me, you was like, is that nigga doing high?
You know he showed me that.
why I love you, though.
No, because...
So he rides?
You know why I do? You know why you love me.
I thought he rides.
So you know. Nah, because I know you care about me.
I care.
He's beautiful.
I love him.
Yo, I'm upset that he's not here.
He no lace. This is our man right here.
He's going to be... He's going to be so mad.
Got to talk to him.
Don't worry. We'll get around to you.
Talk to you.
Come on.
Juju on that beat.
Juju on that beat. Sorry, man.
No, I was going to say.
It's just, I don't get a lot.
We just opened up a shop in Queens in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Actually, nice. Right across the street from LaGuardia Airport. So, you know, we showing love. I got footwear and apparel.
Nice. Everything lime green.
Lime green, every flavor, every color you can imagine. Yeah.
Every green you want.
Yeah. You're not selling me on it.
Shit. 50 shades of green, mother.
Nice.
Mother trucker.
Yeah.
Plug that.
Did he just say 50 shades of green? That was hard.
Oh.
8310 Astoria Boulevard, East Elmhurst, New York.
Hey.
Right across the street. Right across
the hood.
What's the
www.worthylux.com.
My friend.
Anybody that comes through from Drink Champs gets a discount.
Drink
count.
Be honest, I'm coming through.
I knew they had to get somebody to pay for me to come up.
I'm bringing the same shit he got on his
sponsored by.
He's going to make you one just for
yes,
you, bro.
Please, yeah.
This show was sponsored
what
color, by.
What shade of green you want?
I want
everybody.
I want the same shit. Over at.
Yo, real quick, fun fact. I don't even think he knows it, but you know you he's in the first Coming Home Cuba. He makes a quick cameo with Thirst the Howl.
That's right.
And the documentary series that I got going on. That's one thing. And the other thing.
Shout out Thirst.
And I want to shout y'all because, you know, I'm repping Miami, so I got to just get this in there. But y'all,
the
joint for Mike Ripa, who passed away. He's a Miami.
I did my Ripa shit.
Actually,
you want to hear that story? Nah, yo, real talk.
And then we're going to get the cocaine stories out of this.
No, it's not a cocaine story.
Don't sidestep from the story. Don't go.
You love my Ripa? That's my dude.
He went to high school with us.
Big up to my nigga Rolly Roll, too.
No, Roll Up. That's my brother. That's my brother.
Not Roll Up.
Rolly Roll Records, which is where Mike Ripa was on.
The nigga that was financing that nigga.
Yeah, Roll Up, my friend.
When them niggas were on tour with Common Sense and Pharoah Monch. Yo, you listen to me?
I'm listening. I want to tell him to shut up.
I think he might find us some music.
Yo, Caron.
What up?
You got to
He doesn't care about Miami things.
Yeah, well. Real talk. My man Mike Ripa, rest in peace. Back in the days when niggas was just, it was Organized Confusion, Common Sense, Beat Nuts, who else? Psycho?
This is a tour?
Yeah, all of them in a van, squeezed up together, horrible. Rock and roll tour.
School, artifacts.
What was Juju?
Artifacts. Oh, shit.
What was Juju doing? Getting 7 G's to do Mike Ripa tracks. And I was like, fuck that tour, I'm not going. These niggas were like, come on, we can't. I was like, fuck that. I'm not getting squeezing into a.
Stance of Darkness was the record.
I'm not going.
Is that the name of the record?
What? The
Mike Ripa
shit? Stance of Darkness. Nigga, I did that nigga all his singles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All the first singles with me. Me, nigga.
How many records? I don't think he put out that many records.
3-4 big ones. You niggas wouldn't even know that nigga if it wasn't for them.
We knew him from back. He was a kid.
I'm the one that gave him all the records. That I said, fuck my tour, because I wasn't going to make that kind of money. You know what I'm saying? We Corona niggas. We money hustling. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm getting 7 G's a track here. Why am I going
to
squeeze into a band?
That was big for a Miami kid to come out and have a Beat Nuts record. Like, you know, like.
These niggas, where I'm getting 7 tracks, you know, 7 stacks, and I'm at In Your Ear. Well, it was Power Play at the time, but.
Power Play.
Power Play, yeah.
Let's make sure there's Power Play.
That being said, now that my man's not here, Now that my man's not here, because that was my point. Now that my man's not here no more, Mike Ripper.
No, he's dead,
thank
man.
God that I did that. You know what I'm saying? Because those were the illest records
that my man did.
And those records are the ones that put him on the map. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I was, you know, I was smart enough at that time. Whatever, I had selfish reasons for doing it, but I'm glad that I did.
No, it was one of the few artists from Miami Bubble and Mother Superior.
Yeah. And those records, my nigga, if you find them 12 inches now, they worth
no, paper. I got them. I got the 12 inches. I got them. What's going on back there, man?
God bless Jay Talmadge.
What's going on over there, man?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, but I can't get it.
Groove is in the house.
It's all fun and games until somebody puts something in you you don't want in you.
God bless. Yo, Butch Rock.
You probably hear everything.
Good.
Nah, that's fine.
Yo, Butch Rock. Yeah, you know what's talking about, man. Butch Rock.
What's up?
Hey, you know.
I get the mic today?
That's Butch Rock.
Go ahead, Butchie.
I get the mic today? What's
that's
up,
Butch
y'all?
Rock.
Drink champs. What's up, y'all?
You gotta get out relaxed.
You know what I learned from Left Right?
Relaxy.
I learned this law in Left Right.
Go ahead. Tell me.
Don't put nothing in your body you can't master.
Factory.
Yo, get
because I know that ain't never been you.
It's always sufficient.
That ain't never been you.
You got to work there.
And all that. You got to work there. Don't face him too long. We'll be 49.
That ain't no left rap here.
I'm be.
That's definitely some LES shit. It's all LES shit right here.
You know. The God on beat.
LES.
Culture born this year. That ain't never been
you.
That's LES shit right there.
Miami in the building.
Shots fired.
You're my first time.
Yo,
it's fired.
Let me tell you something. Psycho Les. Juju. I know I looked at the wrong people.
It's all right.
Dyslexic.
Hey, we're a mirror. You could call us both those.
Psycho?
But the one
Psycho
Les. I'm Psycho Juju. You don't wake up Juju sometimes? I wake up Psycho Les sometimes.
I be like, yeah.
I wake up Psycho Les. Sometimes I wake up, I feel like Psycho Les.
What up?
And I act like Psycho Les.
But the one thing that we want to tell y'all is hip hop is alive.
Yeah. Mm. No, it is.
We want to thank you for keeping hip hop.
I want you to promise everybody right now. I want you to promise everybody right now that we are going to do a record together.
No, I can promise that.
That's all I've ever wanted, man.
I wanted a beat.
Like no, man.
Definitely, man.
Yo, I'd be like,
the
damn.
Beat, man.
Because you don't kill as my man. Yeah, you don't want to be too in front of niggas that I love. And I'm like, what?
I'm driving. I'm driving.
I don't really kind of believe it.
I'm just throwing it out. You on my album.
Because I feel like you should have gave Butch Rock a beat, like 17 years ago.
I'll run with Butch Rock for free. I'll do anything Butch Rock asks.
Psycho Man, relaxing beats for you.
Nah, we got some new fires.
You say that you're not relaxed.
We got
to be honest.
I can play some shit.
You get on like the beats, your game.
Yo, with all due respect to the nerds.
I wanted
with all due respect to the nerds, you get on some Psycho Les shit, you're out of here.
I wanted that shit too.
Out of here.
Nah, we just
it was one it beat. I love.
Yes. My nigga, he was in my car. Went to the net game after that shit.
Ooh, psycho
went
shit.
To the net game. Psycho gave him the beat. The shit you gave Tony Touch. The shit you gave Tony Touch.
But he used it?
He did use it.
So
but we gave it to Nori first, though.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. Nori was very heavy on the drinking because he's a drink champ.
Yo, sir, you know we got you, son. We ain't never going
to be. I like that.
You can go to sleep, so you go
like
wake up and be like.
We got a corona song.
Relax.
I did this shit work.
He beat Nuts EP right now, dude.
I did this shit work.
Done.
Corona.
I'm the executive next shit. Let me executive produce it.
Rona, lemon ice cream.
That would be amazing.
I need one beat.
And Butch Rock, you know what I'm saying, too.
No, yeah.
That's all. We're good.
Six joints, man. You kill it. It's done.
I need Butch Rock verses in there, too.
No, Butch Rock is not being in the
room. No, son.
You can't. You can't have Butch Rock in the room, son. Cannot be. I'm executive producer. You can't be on that.
Keep going. Keep going.
Oh, see, he just cut you out.
Damn.
Butch. Yo, we're on the remix.
That's my
remix. You're on the remix.
Yo, get that phone off of me, man.
Fuck with
TJ AFN.
Rocket Mortgage.
I know, right?
Rocket Mortgage.
Yo, I wanted to buy a
house. I'm feeling myself because I'm on the table for the first time.
He made me want to buy something.
Yo, Nori, man, I know where this is going.
I seen these niggas show.
Just before you get too tired of me.
I ain't tired.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you, my G. I want to thank you for having us, man.
Let me tell you something.
Because really, I don't think you have any idea how much it means to me.
No, I don't think you have any idea how much the beat nuts.
Because it's been a lot of years.
No, no, no. Don't think you I have any idea how much.
Wait.
Check.
It's been a lot of bad.
Check. It's my show. I don't think you have any idea how much the beat nuts mean to us.
Factory.
Thank you. For people who don't understand, we never heard of Big Pun until we heard of him on the Beat Nuts record.
That's sort of backhanded compliment.
I'm gonna be honest.
Like, thank
I'm
you
about
for
to tell you, get the fuck
nuts.
Out. Because I'm not playing.
Here I am.
Everything
it's all
I just
about
said.
Me.
From the heart.
It's from the heart.
I feel you.
When we heard Big Pun, and then we heard him on y'all record, and then we heard him. And then we heard that you guys actually embraced him. After the record, you guys put him on your record.
I tried to embrace him a lot of times. It's kind of hard to get my arms around him. Whatever. I'm trying to add a little levity.
But at the end of the day, that's what hip-hop respects. Hip-hop respects that...
That we brought Big Pun out.
This was iconic times.
Everything I did prior to that is...
No. That's not true. We've been saying that.
I just want to get our wording right.
Absolute classic.
I want to get our wording right.
No.
Your production, y'all's production is...
I know I'm amazing. Please, you think I'm where I got to come here for you to tell me? I know I'm amazing.
There you go.
Come on.
You needed the Jameson to tell you that.
Nah, I didn't do anything.
What I'm trying to...
I needed the Jameson to... To unleash, you know.
Unleash the juju.
Nah, because I'm humble to a fault sometimes.
I'm not going to lie. I like Jameson.
Can I tell you this? I drink only because it makes other people more interesting. Not because I need it to be anything.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes.
No. That's our alcoholic perspective. That is the truth.
I love the alcoholic perspective.
Like, nah.
This ain't a tooth.
We gotta be honest with ourselves.
I'm actually more dangerous when I'm not fucking drinking. To be honest with you.
Why is that?
Because I don't really have a lot of patience. You know where we come from. You know what our shit is.
But one of the first things that
you know
I see
this shit makes me impatient.
You told me something about tragedy.
It allows me to deal with a bunch of shit that I wouldn't generally.
You told me something
with.
About tragedy. The first thing on the FaceTime.
I didn't say, what?
And I couldn't understand.
What was that?
I don't know.
Well, but no.
You said it.
No, I had FaceTimed you.
Yeah.
And then you told me something about tragedy. I had no idea what you said.
So if you had no idea, I don't remember.
That's good.
I don't remember saying anything about T.
That's good.
Because it was me and Mayor hanging out.
Yep.
Okay. I do remember what I said about T. That was all because I was telling you that all I ever wanted to do was be 2-5.
Woo!
Nice. Good memory. I did say that. Because I said all I ever wanted to do was be 2-5. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, like, see what he said? Like, I'm saying, I said that shit earlier. Niggas, just as much as he's saying all this shit, if it wasn't for Beat Nuts, there wouldn't be no Capone and Noriega.
Thunderbells.
My dudes, the feeling is mutual.
Nah, it's not.
Yo, son, here's a drink to all the girls who act stink. Shady niggas just react, we don't think. For real, spill out my whole life in ink. Hey. The world in a heartbeat, son, so don't blink.
Hey.
Who's that?
Fabulous.
But listen.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Fat Joe.
And my nigga Trags, I like trust me, me and my nigga Trags is good. Me and my nigga Trags been through.
No, but listen, the worst. Listen.
And I told him that. And that night I told him that. I told him I'm 2'5" now. I even know the handshake.
Here we go.
¿Qué pasó aquí? Party time.
Hola.
Eso me duele.
No. Feel me, Twin?
No, but Twin. Listen. Listen.
I thought that was.
No, relax.
Mama.
Oh, shit. Look what happens with some slash ones in the
Mama.
Culinary. Relax.
Relax. My bad. This is my mom.
Here you go.
Yo.
That's your mom?
Shit.
Wait, I'm supposed to.
Shit.
No, but listen. Here's the deal.
Oh, shit.
Here's the deal.
Stock for the law.
Here's the deal.
Yo, throw, cover him up.
Man, I thought you
shit on top of him.
Let him sit down.
Here's the deal. Because.
Man.
No bueno.
Because.
I can't go no more.
My brother.
Thank you, my brother.
Good for you.
Thank you, my brother.
So that happens on your
fight.
Get some napkins, Butch.
All right, here's the deal.
American pie.
Nah, it's not good.
Nah, it's definitely not good.
Yo, go ahead. Don't worry about that, son. Yo, let me tell you, this is really shit.
He's not
going to shut it down. This is the realest fucking podcast ever.
No.
It's our show.
I ain't never gonna be that nigga.
It's our show. Go ahead, man.
Nah, I don't record shit. I don't pull up my phone.
Oh, you mean that shit? I don't even know what's going on back there. That's why I didn't need. That's a record.
That's drink chaps.
What happens on Broadway stays on Broadway.
I didn't even know what's going on back there.
No,
let go of it. What's going on back there? I can't even see.
You niggas all failed as EMT workers right now.
I can't even see what's going on.
You failed at the EMT. You failed at EMT exam.
Tell me what's happening, because I can't see it.
Niggas failed the EMT exam.
Somebody knocked out?
Yo, sir. If that nigga needed CPR right now, you niggas.
That nigga seen Juju. He passed out. He's famous.
Oh, you see me? See your ugly jacket, nigga. That nigga passed out.
Talking about ugly jackets.
Why you see me and pass out on
windbreaker.
So how did drugs come into your life?
When?
Huh?
How did we get burned?
I don't know how you came from Philly.
Because we all smoked weed, right? So when did that other...
See, this is where we're getting into it.
Nah, you never kicked me, my nigga.
You started, nigga. Why you passed out when you saw me? What am I?
So that's when did...
You started. Anyway, there we go.
I know where we're going with this.
Leave me alone, nigga.
So when did real drugs come into your life? Like, real drugs?
Real drugs came into my life right when they came into yours.
What's a real drug? What's a real drug to you?
Reaganomics.
In the 80s?
Reaganomics. Corona.
Selling? Using? What are we talking about?
Yeah,
selling. What the fuck else? Of course selling. What else? You know where we come from.
A lot of Hennessy.
Oh, my God.
You know what it is.
Chichi definitely did not get the yayo today.
Okay. We're going to say the beat nuts. God damn it.
Thanks for having
us. We love y'all. Let's make some noise. God damn it.
Up.
And to be continued.
I love to be
thank you.
Anytime, invite us, we come through.
Let me tell you, man, it's a huge honor to be. You know, I love Noriega.
We
can
have more out of this.
Because we have the you know, he's one of ours, man. You know, with that, he's one of ours.
One of ours.
Yo, he's one of ours, and we've always, you know. Let's do it.
Nuts.
All right.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity today and get a great offer. You'll enjoy Xfinity X1, which gives you access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, and now Prime Video. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.